Today on Rockin' the Suburbs,
we talk about new music, including a song by one of our favorite artists.
She's never letting us down.
Okay, Patrick, it is July. It is a nice day. I am out on my deck.
Mm-hmm. Getting some of the birds behind you there, which is nice atmosphere.
Yeah, can you hear that?
Yeah, definitely.
A little bit.
Some of the chirping. Yeah.
And because it's now July, the calendar has just flipped. That means we're going to look back at some music we have discovered in June.
One of my favorite things that we do on the show, and so glad it's been embraced by so many people. It's expanded from just you and I rambling on to a whole community chipping in and giving us so many good things. Just really quickly, I'll say from last month, we had one of our listeners suggested the Rose City Band, and that's been a real favorite for mine since that was suggested. Just a very soothing, kind of summery Nouveau psychedelic album. I was just playing that this morning. Great Sunday morning record as we record this. So always finding gems in these stacks.
Okay, so I'm going to make my June new music picks today, and then you're going to have some picks tomorrow, all right?
Yep.
And then we have our intern picks the day after that, and then probably next week we'll have listener picks. So it's a whole thing that we do once
a
month.
It's a thing. I love it.
Quite
a
thing. All right, now, you mentioned morning. I think this music that I have picked for June is pretty appropriate for kind of a morning setting, kind
Sweet.
Of just getting going. This is a more chill edition of new music for me than some of them in the past, all right?
Okay, great.
In fact, I'm going to start with something pretty heavy here. So the first one I want to do is an artist named Becca Mancari.
Okay.
And she is a young singer-songwriter now in Nashville, but she grew up in Staten Island. And she has her second album, just came out, called The Greatest Part. And I want to tell you a little bit about the background on this album before I play this song.
Okay, okay.
So she grew up in a very strict, like, evangelical Christian family, okay?
In fact,
she's even described it as cult-like. So that's where that is. A few years ago, I don't know when exactly, she came out to them. Okay.
Oh, okay.
And you can sort of imagine where the story might go from there. It was a difficult situation, and I think continues to be.
Okay.
She made that, you know, known to people, and she was approached apparently by a lot of people when she would do shows and things like that, others who had coming out stories. And although she never really related the story itself behind those circumstances in her own life, right? So anyway, this is her second album. As I said, it's called The Greatest Part. And this album, she addresses that. That's really like sort of the theme of this album, is to tell her own coming out story.
Got it.
And this song that I want to play is called First Time. And when I heard it, I just found it to be like, it just cuts right to the bone, man. It just cuts you to the core, right? And so, in fact, I was looking at her website, and this was from the press release about this song, and she said, First Time was a song that I did not at the time have the strength to write when I started, but as soon as the first line of the song came out of me, I knew there was no going back. So pay attention to this first line, all right? Here we go.
I remember the first time my dad sisters old cigarettes with your hands hanging to your side and my face to your chest. They say the heart grows stronger, but man, it's hard to get back on track. I remember the first time I tried to tell you the truth. Did you find your way out?
First time. Yeah. And that first line, if you didn't catch it, was, I remember the first time my dad didn't hug me back.
Yeah. Wow. Evocative.
And, you know, you and I, we both have kids. And could you just, I mean, that's just killer stuff, right? You can't really even imagine that kind of dynamic, you know, in dealing with your own children, right? So
totally. I mean, that is heavy. And I'll tell you, the music does a very effective job of conveying that emotion, I thought, too. And I love the production of that. I haven't listened to this record, but I'm certainly going to do it. I love when a vocal is so close mic'd that you can hear every little nuance from the singer and you can really feel her breath going in and out on that song. And I thought that was wonderful, too. I really like that. The separation of the instruments in my headphones was really good.
It's great. It's really great stuff. Beautiful. The whole album stuff, you know, carries out this theme, but just one more thing on this song where it gets to that point where she says, hey, did you find your way out? That's like sort of her talking to her younger self, right, about this difficult journey that she went on and did you find it out? And then and another quote that I read in the press release, she said, I don't think you have to be queer to relate to this story, though. I think a lot of us have childhood pains that we carry into our adult lives, and my hope is that when you hear this song, you feel less alone and that you do indeed find your way out.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. So, you know.
Yeah, it doesn't necessarily have to be one thing or the other, but there are those kind of traumas that go on with families and relationships. And it's been said many times, you can't choose your family, but you're asked to love them unconditionally in many cases.
Yeah. So there you go. Becca Mancari, check that out. The Greatest
Beautiful
Part
choice,
is on Captured Tracks is the label.
Okay. Solid label.
Okay, next one, I'm going to go to an artist who we know pretty well, Margot Price.
Yeah. All right.
She has a new album coming out in July.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
The album is called That's How Rumors Get Started.
Mm-hmm.
It actually is coming out July 10th, so that's really soon
coming
as
up.
You're listening to this.
Yeah.
It might be this
coming
upcoming
up.
Friday. Yeah.
Yep.
But of course, you know, there were some songs that were released ahead of the album release, and I want to play this one song here called Letting Me Down.
Okay.
There was something I just found really interesting about it, and I want to get your thoughts on this as well.
Okay.
School was done and you were gone so fast. Gave up everything that couldn't last. Borrow money that you never paid back.
There you go. Letting Me Down.
Fantastic. Fantastic. That is the first I've heard that song. Very, very interesting. You know, Jim, you and I were lucky enough to see Margot Price very early in her career, right? Right around the time her first single was out and she was playing Stubbs down in Austin, Texas for South by Southwest. And even though, you know, she was on Third Man and her first single and record had a decidedly classic country underpinnings to it, it was pretty clear there was a lot more going on with Margot than just, you know, she was going to be sort of a reincarnation of, you know, Tammy Wynette or something like that, right?
Right. Well, that's what I want to talk about with this song, because
this
one feels a little bit different maybe than some of the others. So, okay.
It does.
Let me go back. She put out the two albums on Third Man Records, and it had, especially that first one, had such a, like, classic country sound to it, right? Like,
absolutely.
In the best possible way.
Yeah.
But I've seen her perform a couple of times. There was that time, but I've also, I saw her at Forecastle, and then I saw her at 930 Club doing a full, you know, set, right? A full show. And one of the things you realize when you see her live is that she can really rock. Like,
there's a lot going on.
There's more muscle behind her music than you hear on the records.
I think
this is one of the first ones where they captured that really well on record. Mm-hmm. In fact, I wouldn't even describe this so much as that classic country sound. What I hear in this is more like Lone Justice.
Yeah, there you go. That's a great shout. Yes. Yeah, exactly. A little bit of rock, a little bit of folk rock, and just a sprinkle of country here and there. Yeah, that's what you get. I mean, I saw her play a very rockin' set out at Bourbon and Beyond last year. And, you know, we've all been to festivals and you need that bigger kind of thing. But she just was very natural in doing that. And it totally makes sense that she would make a record like this. I liked it a lot. But yeah, with that organ, almost that... Yeah. That Heartbreakers type organ in there and everything, for sure.
Yeah, and that just that guitar line and all that stuff. It's like, I really love that other stuff she's done, but this feels like a natural sort of progression for her, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I think that's the thing. I mean, she definitely is very ambitious, and you wouldn't imagine she would continue to work in one style the whole time.
Right.
It's great that she can do that. And it's important, I think, for her to go with those types of things. I'm really excited to hear how this whole album comes out.
I am too. We only have to wait a couple days. That's what
I know. Could be a good summer classic.
Now, one thing you may not know, she is no longer with Third Man Records.
That I did not know.
This album is on the Loma Vista label.
Oh, okay.
So,
interesting. I mean, I could have maybe seen her signing with a major label, quote unquote, whatever that means in 2020, but very interesting.
Yeah. So there you go. All right.
Great.
Now, I'm going to throw something also sort of, you know, heavy at you for the playoff song. It's not a cover.
I
haven't been doing that every time. It kind of depends.
No.
This song I want to play out with, it just feels like a natural sort of playout song. So I'm going to do that. So we'll get to that in a second here.
Perfect.
As I mentioned, tomorrow you have some new music picks.
I do.
You're going to play. So we'll do that. If anybody would like to comment on the show, you can call
612-440-1984.
Or you can email us rock@suburbspod.com or hit us up on the Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all those at suburbspod. Oh, you know what else, Patrick? We can't forget. We got to do this tomorrow. I think we have a couple of packages.
Oh, that we need gosh. To get to, yes, don't we? We do. We really do. We should do that tomorrow. That would be perfect timing.
Right. Yeah. We got to do that.
Yeah, we got to.
All right. And then also, you know, we should also mention too, summer's a good time to buy some merchandise, right?
It is.
You want some branded merchandise in the summer. I think that's what every, you know, kid enjoys. You go to suburbspod.com and you can find pint glasses and t-shirts and a couple of bottle openers might be left.
Yeah, we've got the last few of those got. And
you got to open bottles in the summer.
You have to.
Come on, what are you people doing?
Yeah.
And there's some stickers, too, so you can do all that. And we're looking at maybe adding some stuff to the merchandise.
Yeah. We have a new fall collection coming out, perhaps. And I would encourage you guys, the gray t-shirt, our classic t-shirt, is really, it's a great item. And if you want to get two, you can cut the sleeves off one and have the other one with the sleeves. And that's a good summertime option. Yeah, if you want to work on the farmer's tan or whatever.
Yep. Beat the heat.
That's right. Beat the heat while you're working outside.
All right. Okay, here's what we're going to play out with here. It is a posthumous single from the great John Prine.
Ah, nice.
Just released in June. You know, this maybe the last we hear from John Prine after his passing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've touched on this a little bit. When we look at 2020 and the crazy year it has been, well, one of the things that happened is we lost John Prine to COVID-19.
Yeah.
So this song is really, really touching and aptly named I Remember Everything. So I'm going to leave you with that. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And we'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
I remember everything. Things I can't forget. The way you turned and smiled on me on the night that we first met. And I remember every night your ocean eyes of blue. How I miss you in the morning light like roses miss the dew. I've been down this road before.
Always finding gems in these stacks.